Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Marking its fifth year, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has remained steadfast in its critical mission, securing America and protecting it against threats and hazards. In doing so, DHS has had to integrate and align 22 separate federal agencies and organizations with multiple missions and cultures into one department. It has also faced significant management challenges as it continues to evolve as an institution. With us this morning to discuss the challenges facing DHS as well as its progress is our very special guest, Richard Skinner, Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Vice President of IBM's Homeland Security Practice. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al.
Rick, this year marks the fifth anniversary of the Department of Homeland Security. Can you reground our listeners and review DHS's history as well as its evolution and its mission today?
Certainly. The Department of Homeland Security was created by the Homeland Security Act, which was signed by the President in November 2002. It actually became a department in January 2003 when it was stood up as the 15th cabinet department and the third largest cabinet in government. It wasn't until March 1st, actually, until people actually came on board and we all organized under one roof. It took us approximately about 6 months to get everyone, all the transfers into the new department, and that took us up through October of 2003. That first year was very, very chaotic, as you can imagine, when you're bringing together 22 agencies like this. And it was more than just bringing together 22 agencies and 22 different cultures. It was also an acquisition of new functions. It was a divestiture with INS being broken up into three parts, and it was a startup with the creation of new offices such as science and technology. So that would say that would be phase one of our development. Then we went into what we call phase two, and that started with the arrival of Michael Chertoff when he initiated what he called a second stage review. Once the dust settled, we had an opportunity then, and that was approximately the spring of 2005. We had an opportunity to look exactly what we had inherited. Once we were all under one tent, so to speak. And the secretary led a reevaluation team, and the OIG participated on that evaluation as to how can we best reorganize ourselves to fulfill our mission. And he was taking the approach that we need to be risk-based, and we also need to do this with anything and everything that we do with a sense of urgency because of the importance of our mission. That took us through the summer of 2005, and then at that time we reorganized for the second time. Then came phase three, and that was Hurricane Katrina, which no one anticipated. And as a result of that, Congress did involve itself and reorganized the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, for a third time when they passed the Post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act of 2006. That, in essence, really reinstituted FEMA as an organization somewhat similar to what it was before the creation of DHS. That brings us up to where we're at today with our organizational structure.
Can you give us a sense of some of the specifics in terms of the size and scale of the departments, perhaps in terms of its organizations, budgets, staff power, some of the a little bit of the profile of the department?
Yeah, when we stood up in 2003, we had approximately, no one really has a actual count, but approximately 180,000 people that came to the department in March of 2003. Our budget back then, I think, was approximately $35 billion. Since then, and as a result of three subsequent reorganizations, we have grown. Now we have approximately, I would say, a little over 200,000 people and a budget that now exceeds $50 billion. Are essentially broken up into four directorates and seven operational units or components. We affectionately refer to them as the Gang of Seven. They're the guts and soul of our operations. That would be Transportation Security Administration, Customs and Border Protection, Secret Service, Citizenship, and Immigration Services, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, FEMA, and U.S. Coast Guard.
So now that we've talked a little bit about the department, can you help us understand a little bit more the role of the Inspector General's office in a federal agency, about the mission and purpose and duties of your office in the department?
Sure. Our mission is derived from the Inspector General's Act of 1978. That was reinforced again in the Homeland Security Act when the IG was created, the Department of Homeland Security. Essentially, what I could say is our mission essentially would be to promote economy, efficiency, and effectiveness in DHS and the department's programs and operations, and also to prevent and detect fraud, waste, and abuse in those programs and operations.
So as the IG, what type of challenges do you personally face in the organization?
Well, just the unique nature of the IG itself presents a challenge. No one, I think, really likes someone that's independent and objective coming in and taking a look over your shoulder as to what you're doing and asking some very tough questions. I think it was Attorney General Ashcroft relayed to his Inspector General at the time, Glenn Fine, that dealing with the IG is like going to the dentist. It's sometimes painful, but nevertheless very, very helpful and healthy. We do have the challenges of just working together and establishing and maintaining an effective working relationship.
So I understand, Rick, that before coming to DHS, you had spent some time over at the State Department as well as Justice and Commerce. Could you tell us a little bit more about your career path? How'd you get started?
Well, it seemed like yesterday, but it was almost close to it's now I'm approaching 40 years. And I started with the Department of Agriculture and their very first OIG, although it was not statutory. It was created in response to some very large fraud schemes back in the mid-60s. So I arrived there in, I think, February 69 is when I finally reported on duty with the Inspector General there, where I learned the basics of my profession. It was a very, very healthy experience. From there, I moved on to the Department of Justice, the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, where I spent 10 years and gained a lot of experience and insight as to what an Inspector General is all about, eventually serving as the Regional Audit Director down in Atlanta when LEA was abolished, which left me somewhat unemployed. I was fortunate enough to get a job here in Washington with the Department of Commerce IG that was relatively new and was just standing up in 1991, where I worked for about 8 years under Sherman Funk. They're one of the first IGs at Commerce. They created in, I believe, 1988, the Inspector General's Office in the Department of State, and I moved to the Department of State with Sherman Funk and worked with him for 3 to 4 years, where eventually he appointed me to be his de facto, so to speak, IG of the Arms Control Disarmament Agency. The IG at State had dual responsibility at that time. He was actually serving as an IG for two agencies, State and in what they refer to as ACDA, Arms Control Disarmament Agency.
So, Rick, as you reflect on these experiences over the past 40 years or so, how have they prepared you for your current leadership role at DHS and perhaps shaped your management approach and your leadership style?
Well, one of the things I've learned over the 40 years is the most important thing about what an IG does, the thing that you always have to remember is that you have to maintain your independence. And that is so critical to be an effective IG or an effective organization. Without the independence, it's impossible to be objective about the work you do. Over the years, I learned also that you have to learn to work together with the agency. Although that we're independent and we have an arm's length relationship, we also have to learn to respect and interact with one another. Respect our mission as well as we must respect and understand their mission. It's very important that we collaborate if we want to be effective.
Great. What are the strategic priorities for the DHS Office of Inspector General? We will ask Richard Skinner, Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.